the rest of the story. One bright September afternoon, 16-year-old Eliza McArdle looked up the hillside path leading into the town and beheld a young man. He was shabbily dressed and travel-worn, but something about him intrigued the girl. He stopped to introduce himself. His name was Andy. He was an itinerant tailor, 17 years young. He needed a place to stay. Well, Eliza led him down the road, pointed to a store. The storekeeper, Mr. Armitage, had an empty cabin. Perhaps that would do. That, said Andy, would be fine. And the two parted. By the time she returned home, however, Eliza's friends had gathered to tease her. What a disreputable-looking young fellow, one of them remarked. But Eliza chided them. After all, she said, they were making fun of the man whom she one day would marry. And in fact, she did. But this is the rest of the story. Life in the picturesque little town of Greenville, Tennessee, was everything Andy had hoped for. He started out making clothing for Mr. Armitage, the storekeeper, and when the local tailor retired, Andy took over his business. But the best thing about Greenville for Andy was pretty Eliza McArdle, whom he married the following spring, and who married him, despite the flaw of which he was most ashamed. No, not the grinding poverty into which he'd been born. No, not his lack of education in general, but rather the fact that although he could just barely read, he could not write. He could not write at all, not even his own name. Now it's 2 years later and business is thriving. With the arrival of a son and a daughter, the two have become four. The town tailor and his wife are as happy as a young couple could be, except for that solitary insecurity which keeps eating away at Andy. So one night, by the soft firelight, Eliza comes to her 20-year-old husband, placed a warm hand on his shoulder. If he would like, she says, she will teach him to write. And Andy, smiles and tears gleaming in his eyes, accepts her offer. I have in my possession the precious remnant of that moment, a tailor's account book, carefully preserved, the covers of which are laden with practice signatures in pencil and in pen, awkwardly at first, big capital A, then A-N-D, finally A-N-D-R-E-W, Andrew, almost perfectly scripted with a proud flourish beneath the name. For once upon a time in the autumn of 1826, on a Tennessee hillside nestled between the Cumberlands and the Blue Ridge, an itinerant, ill-educated young tailor met the woman who would make possible a future unimaginably bright simply by teaching him to write. For this was the skill that unlocked the door behind which an eager nation lay waiting. For a poor tailor boy who might have remained a poor tailor boy if not for Eliza's gift. Every classroom wall boasts among the portraits of the presidents that of a man you never really knew until now, Andrew Johnson. But now you know the rest of the story.